Good afternoon, this is Rudy. How can I help you?
Hi, Rudy. It's Nadine Medina. How are you?
I just missed your call.
No, why would
you're
I
like,
think
hey,
that?
What's going on with this guy? See your radio.
No, not at all, because I remember the last time when we talked, right?
Not at all, because I have a million other customers that I can take care of.
No, not even. No. Well, it's like this.
Okay,
you know when you're ready and when you're not. You know what I mean?
I know you've got things going on too.
You're ready?
A couple of things. I just want to make sure that, you know, I want to be stepping out with the right foot. I don't want to, you know, tumble around and then, you know, figure it out like at the later times, like, you know what, I might have made a mistake. It's not working. Nothing is happening. So I have a lot of faith in you. So whatever you have told me, you know, you should come through. All right. Yeah, I am getting ready. Yes.
Okay. And listen, we're here for you every step of the way, right? Remember I mentioned to you,
you know what? Please bear with me 1 second. My attorney's
calling.
1 second.
No worries. Take the call.
Hello, Irina?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's no need to apologize. Listen, I know there are certain calls that you got to take, and I don't mind waiting. No worries. As I was going to remind you, okay, you're going to have a team here dedicated to your account.
True.
Whenever you have updates, you got questions, you got concerns, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, Rudy, I can't make the changes, right? But I will tell you this. If there was something that you just could not wait, right, desesperado, like you need to talk to someone now, you can always call me. I can't make the change, but I could at least send them the message, because once I set it up, they're going to take over because they're the experts.
Okay.
Yo no tanto. Okay. The magic doesn't always happen with me. Okay.
I know. Somebody told me that you got the hook. Yeah, once you grab him, you can't let him go. And then somebody else will have to take care of him.
Yeah,
in other words, you grab the fish and then you put it back in the pond. And you're fine.
But you know, I want to make sure that you're aware that you're in good hands. We're going to take care of you. I know I sent you the email. Te mandé the one that has the Google and Facebook marketing with the price showing you $299 a month and the one-time $99 setup fee.
Correct. Yes.
Now I'm going to also send you the one that says client dashboard analytics.
Oh, I thought you were going to send me something that is cheaper.
Hey, I'm giving you the best price on that one. I also sent you the other one that says client dashboard analytics. I just want you to have an idea of the reporting system, how it will look when you're tracking your results with us, okay? Now, and I have the RudyGarcia007@iCloud.com. That's the email that's the best email for you, right?
That is going to be my A number one and the one that I'm going to use for forever.
Perfect. Okay. Now, on your phone, right now, I'm going to send you a text message.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this text message that I'm going to send you is going to have the number to customer service. So, like I said, customer service, there's going to be a team dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern, you're going to call customer service. Now, we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. I believe you're on Central Time, right? Because you're in Illinois, correct?
It is. Mm-hmm.
So you're 2 hours ahead of us. We're always here for you 9 to 6. Make sure you got the text message. Yes, make sure you got the text message I sent you. Because I sent it to your phone. I want you to open it up when you get it. And pardon me if I'm coughing at times, because I've been having we have a lot of fires out here right now in California, and I feel like with my allergies, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been coughing all day.
Okay.
So what I sent you is your login credentials for your client dashboard.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so it says, here's your login credentials for your client dashboard. Your username is your phone number. The password is big social, all one word, lowercase. Okay? Now, I want you to save our 877 number in your contacts. Save that phone number in your contacts under local splash. So that way you never lose our phone number.
Okay.
Now we're going to start verifying information. So your first name is Rodolfo, right? But you go by Rudy?
Yes, correct. The legal name is Rodolfo. That is correct.
Okay. But I'm putting that you go by Rudy. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay.
Okay. No worries. And then last name is Garcia?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And the phone number that's going to be listed for the business is this number, the 847-845-0007, correct?
It is correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how do you want us to list the business name?
The business name is going to be J-A-R-R-O, Jarro, Carpet, and Floors.
And Floors?
And Floors. If you want to, instead of putting the A-N-D, you can just put, you know, the abbreviated.
The little and symbol?
Yeah,
okay.
The symbol.
Okay. No worries. Okay. So, Jarro, Carpet, and Floors.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Now, what is the business address associated? What's the address associated with the business? Is it like your home address?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is that address? The address is not shown anywhere on Google, okay?
Correct, please, yes. The number, the address is 1449. You can abbreviate East,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to spell the street address is P-A-L-A-T-I-N-E, Palatine
uh-huh.
Road, I'm sorry. Palatine Road, and the name of the city is the same as the street, Palatine, Illinois.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And my zip is 60074.
Got it. Okay. And this is like a home address, no like unit number or anything, right?
Yeah, correct.
And let me make sure.
That's this guy again. Please, I'm sorry. 1 second.
It's okay. Take it. No worries.
Hello, Ms. Medina.
Hello. Yes. No
I
worries.
When you that's it. No more.
It's okay. No se preocupe. Rudy, it's okay because if there's a call coming in and you need to take it, I don't mind waiting. Okay?
All right. So we will continue. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No, that's okay. No worries. Now, okay. So I got that. Now, for the payment that you're going to be making mm-hmm. today, what's the name on the card? Does it have your name, the business name? Is it in both?
That's a good question. It's my name on it. It's Rudy. Rudy Garcia.
Rudy Garcia. Oh, okay. So you have it shortened. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. You were mentioning?
No, I was just going to tell you that it's under my name. It appears on the card. But it's also that's my business card. That's the Jaro Interiors.
Okay, so it says Jaro Interiors on it too, right?
Actually, you know, I'm called that one. Because I don't even know what it says.
Okay, double check.
It's Rudy Garcia. It's Rudy Garcia.
Okay, so it doesn't have the business name on there?
I just got a brand new card. Because I lost the other one. It doesn't say on this one. Could you just leave it as Rudy Garcia, please? I know it is. There.
Yes, I will. No worries. Same billing address?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa. It's a Visa.
What's the card number?
The card number is 4312311161433851.
Expiration month and year?
Yeah, it's a 08/29.
And the CVV code on the back?
It's 865.
865?
No, 855.
855. Okay.
Yeah.
And then before I process your payment, Rudy, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording that's for your protection. It's going to outline our service mm-hmm. agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. I'm going to ask you for a two-month verbal agreement. I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, but you pay monthly. I'm going to also state in there that if you ever choose that you want to cancel or just pause it, make sure that you call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get charged. We part as friends, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, you stop me and you say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. Does that sound good?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to put a security question on your account with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
You can put my first pet's name.
What was your first pet's name?
Ivan.
Ivan. Okay. Now, I want you to get into the habit whenever we call you. Perfect. Whenever we call you, always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Rudy, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google. So please state the name of your business.
The business is Jaro, J-A-R-R-O, Carpet and Floors.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Rodolfo, R-O-D-O-L-F-O. Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, and I am the president of the company.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am authorized.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, Rudy, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I am.
Now, sometimes we call you with an update. We know you can't just pick up the call. At least respond to us within 24 business hours. As I mentioned, be aware that you might have other companies calling you to sell you other type of online products. They are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money. Okay? Now,
okay. Understood.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I have to do that?
Well, I'm going to tell you what we mean by it first, and then I'll ask you, I'll go over the question
again. I pretty much know what you mean. Am I going to be advertised somewhere else or somewhere the company is sending anything else?
No, what we're saying is this. I'm not saying that you can't advertise anywhere else. All I'm asking is that before you do, if you could just give us a call to let us know, hey, I'm going to be doing this. We just want to make sure that it's not already a service that we're already providing you, because we don't want you spending
right.
more money if you don't need to. That's what that means.
Okay. No, that's
okay?
fine. Okay.
Okay.
I do agree. Yes, I will be notifying you. Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 9th, 2024, mm-hmm. in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on October 9th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Now, that's the number I texted you, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all I ask is that you make sure to call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. Okay?
Yes.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do agree.
Okay. Now, just real quick before I process your payment, Finance sent me a note, okay, that they have a couple of different offers for you. So right now, we're asking you to commit to 2 months, right? So if you wanted to prepay, they offer you 3 months, $700. Basically, you would be saving $296 if you paid $700 right now for 3 months. Because typically, if you pay each month, $299, for 3 months, plus a $99 setup fee, you would have been investing $996. But they offer you 3 months for $700. You are also offered 6 months, $1,300. That covers you for 6 months. Or for the full year, it's
$2,500. I got a question.
Yes.
Could I change these at a later time, or is only at this time that you're offering?
Well, it's something that they're offering now, so that's why I'm just presenting it to you. You can choose to do the month-to-month, but let's say you decided, you know what, I want to do the 6 months.
No, my question is this here. If you're offering the 3 months or the 6 months or whatever it is here,
uh-huh.
let's say I'm going with the 3 months or whatever it is, and then after the second month I cancel, whatever is left over, you guys will refund. Is that correct? Or
no. They won't refund it.
So basically, if you do the 3 months, the 6 months, or the whole year, and for some reason after 3 months or four, you decide to cancel, if you have the whole year, then you will not get refunded anything.
No. And I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, they're not going to refund it. Because basically, and just so you look at it like this, right? I'm going to, because I'm a numbers girl. Mm-hmm. I like to calculate numbers, right? So if you look at it like this, Rudy, right? Let's say you pay $700. Divide that by three. It's almost like our program is now costing you $233.33, right? If you look at it at $1,300, divide it by six, now it's like you're paying $216.66, right? If you break it down for the year, $2,500, divide it by 12 months, you're like paying $208.33, right? So that's how it kind of breaks it down for you. Mm-hmm. It helps you to ahorrar más dinero, you know, to save a little bit more money. But again, it's like, I'll be straight honest with you. If you pay 6 months, you're committing to us for those 6 months because they've given you such a significant discounted rate, if that makes sense.
Let's say I'm going to go for the 6 months. Could I, after closer to the 6 months, could I renew again perhaps for another 6 months or a year?
At the you have, absolutely. If you did 6 months right now, okay, and let's say right before your 6 months is up, okay, what'll happen is I would actually call you and say, Rudy, ¿vas a querer to renew 6 months or do you want to go month to month now or do you want to renew for the year? You always have that option. And I would suggest that you decide, I would say maybe 3 weeks before it expires. Because let's say if you decided, you know what, I don't want to do it anymore. Once my 6 months is up, cut it off. This way you don't get charged. Because if you don't call us prior, like if we don't communicate with you prior, right, once those 6 months are up, it'll automatically renew at a month-to-month program. It'll automatically go month-to-month, right? So if you did decide you didn't want to continue, you want to let us know before it renews. Does that make sense?
Okay, what was the 6 month?
The 6 month is $1,300 for 6 months.
All right, let's let's do 6 months.
6 months? Okay. I honestly say do this. It's okay.
My secretary is telling me 3 months.
To do the 3 months? Okay, no worries. If she knows what's best, we're going to take her input on it too. She's involved.
Well,
let me ask you this.
Basically, you know, there's no money coming in yet, right? We don't even have a penny. Which is,
going to
be counting all the money when it comes in.
Of course. Do you want to also put her on the account to make changes? Like if in the event you can't call in to make a change? Because if she were to call in to us to make a change, okay, we're not, if she's not noted on the account, we're going to tell her that we need you to call to give her authorization.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Can you please add her up into the account? But she's actually.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just letting my manager know to fix this for me. So you want the 3 month, right? At 700.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Sorry.
It's okay. I know we're having fires over here, and I feel like my allergies are out of control.
Is there a better price if I do the 6 months? $1,300, you mentioned.
What did she say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear her.
She said $1,000. She says $1,000.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah,
$1,300. You're having the fires in California, and I'm choking here.
And it's affecting you. Drink some water, please.
No, it's not the water. It's the smoke.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's so bad. Give me 1 second.
So what can you do for the 6 months?
That's what I'm looking at. I'm messaging my manager.
You can just tell your manager, hey, this is my young brother. He's ready to do business. So please give him a discount.
If I say it's you're my brother, he's going to try to charge me more. What are you talking about?
No, actually, I might go for free. But he's drunk.
No way. He'll say he's going to pay
for it. Oh, that's your brother? You're paying for free for the first 6 months.
I wish. I'm just messaging him right now. Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be the $1,300. That's the lowest that they would go on that. I wish I could get it down to $1,000 for you, but $1,300, yeah, they're not going to go any lower than that.
Really?
I promise you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to ignore her. I can't hear what she's saying. I don't know if you want to put me on speaker.
I know,
speaker.
Because she's far away, but she's listening.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Let's do the 3 months now.
Okay.
And then I should be figuring out, see how things are rolling. And then hopefully
okay.
Things will get better and we just go for a whole year.
Okay. Let's put her down on the account right now. Give me one
yes.
second here. Okay. What is her first name?
I'm going to spell it for you. It's B-O-Z-E-N-A, Bozina.
And what's her last name?
Garcia.
Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put her on the account that's authorized to also make
yes.
changes. Because I would hate for her to call
yes.
in and make a change, and then we tell her, well, you're not even mentioned on the account. And we do it for your protection,
yeah, not,
too, Rudy. Okay?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then, so
and you, just tell, you just highlight in there that she's the CFO of the company, please.
The CFO? Okay, perfect. Because that
yes.
was going to be my next question. Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah.
All right. Now, how does your schedule look for tomorrow?
My schedule looks pretty good.
Okay.
You
the reason that I'm
time?
Asking is because I want to schedule your client interview. So
mm-hmm.
your the client interview, we're going to block out an hour. The interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes. A business, it takes a
yeah.
little bit longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have. So
yeah, yeah,
that's
okay.
why I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be best for you. So I can give you the times that we have, and then you just let me know what time works for you. But whatever time I give
okay.
you is in your
yeah.
time zone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
right. okay.
I have an available appointment 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 3
this
to 4.
10 to 11.
10 to 11. Perfect. Okay.
10 to 11. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to send you the calendar invite. I haven't processed the payment yet because I want my manager to
mm-hmm.
fix something before we do that. In the meantime, I'm doing
yeah.
all the other notes and then we'll
okay.
do the payment in a second. So I'm going to send you
mm-hmm.
a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your appointment is going to be tomorrow between 10 and 11 o'clock. Now, Rudy,
yeah,
we're going to
yeah.
call you from an 877 number. Just please make sure that you answer all calls, okay, within that hour.
Okay.
Now, if for some reason we call you tomorrow, you're in the middle of something, and let's say you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, listen, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I don't
okay.
want you to miss the appointment,
sure.
okay?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's fine.
And I'm also going to send you an invite an hour before your interview just to let you know it's coming up in the next hour. Sin caso, like
mm-hmm.
it slips your mind and you forgot. Okay, so that way you're aware.
Okay.
So I'm sending you
okay.
the invite
mm-hmm.
there. Okay, now let's start working on some of your notes. Let me put here, you pronounce her name Bozina?
Yes.
That's a pretty
well,
name.
Well, that's
it's
the
so
easiest
unique.
Way. Otherwise, you will say Bozena.
Bozena. Oh, okay.
I know that you will be able to do that because the Latino community is very easy with that name. Bozena.
Right?
Bozena.
Bozena. Oh,
but
okay.
The,
is it
the,
Italian?
The, our American counterpart will say vagina. And that doesn't sound too good.
Oh.
No.
I know what you mean.
One of her clients was like,
no.
Oh, wow, that is a really weird name, but vagina. No, no,
oh
vagina. Not vagina.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anyway, oh, my
so.
Gosh. Oh,
yeah.
I would have had a heart attack if someone would have told me that. No, well, I think it's a very pretty name. You know, it's unique.
No,
I've never heard it.
I've never heard that name before. Yeah.
I've never, ever, ever. Is it Italian?
No, it's a Polish first name.
Really? It's so pretty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know Vagina?
It sounds Italian to me.
Yeah, but I thought that you know Vagina because she is so pretty.
Well, I believe she is.
Oh,
or she wouldn't have her around.
I thought you were talking about her.
Well, a pretty name, I'm sure, goes along with a pretty lady.
Yes, no question about it. Correct.
Absolutely. Very. I'm sure you're very blessed.
Yes, I have been for the last
I hope
years.
She tells you to count your blessings.
Well, I don't know. She always hit me, so I don't know about that.
You sound like my husband now. He says the same thing.
Oh, boy. No good. No bueno.
Now, I want to list some of the services. So I'm putting carpet installation. You're not wanting carpet repairs, right? Just more installation,
correct? No.
Okay. Now, what about the other flooring? Hardwood, vinyl laminate?
Okay.
What do you want me to put?
That is correct. The new division of the company is going to concentrate primarily in carpeting of all sorts, with, you know, just carpeting. And then the second portion of it is flooring, which means hardwood floor, laminate floor, engineered floor, which includes vinyl flooring.
Okay.
So pretty much on that floor, we do not do ceramic. We do not do any other stuff, but we do hardwood floors plus, like I said, engineering floor.
Yes.
Vinyl. So that's what's fun.
Perfect. Okay. And just residential for now, or would that also be
We are going to concentrate right now residential because that's what's going to be our marketing
main focus.
Strategy. My brother is going to be joining probably with some other small little group at a later time, but that's the market that we are at.
Beautiful.
To tackle. Yes.
Okay. Now, let me take a look here. Okay. Now, Rudy, you're licensed and insured, or are you still in the process of that?
No, I am licensed and insured.
Beautiful. And then, now, what about Facebook? Have you guys created a business Facebook page yet?
No.
Okay. You have a personal run, right?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like a personal Facebook. So because we're going to create you a business Facebook.
I don't.
Okay. So maybe she can help you with this. So what you're going to do, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. I need you to open up a personal Facebook. You don't have to have friends. You don't even have to have pictures on there. Okay. You're going to open up a personal Facebook page. You're going to provide us the link. We're going to build you the one for the business because it's created through your personal one, so no one's going to see the personal page, but it's created this way so that way you have the access to it. And so that way you're the owner to the business Facebook page because we're just the managers. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let me just put that in the notes. And it's really, really simple.
I was doing some of these searching, somebody suggested that I need to purchase through GoDaddy, specifically my very first primary account, which is Jaro Interiors Incorporated or JaroInteriorsInc.com. And then they suggested if you're going to be doing Jaro Carpet and Floors.com, and then if you have Jaro Carpet.com, so I end up purchasing all those three websites through this daddy.com.
Okay.
But I just purchased them, but I have no idea what
it's
I
okay.
to do with them.
You have the domain. So let me explain to you what that means.
Correct.
You purchase the domains for the websites, right? So.
Yeah.
We can actually use one of those domains to create your website using your domain.
Okay.
Okay. So okay. whichever domain you want us to use, but I'm going to tell you something. When you purchased the domains, did it give you the option to either pay for 3 years, 5 years, or only for 1 year? Do you remember?
Yeah, it gives you the option, and I think I did the 3 year option, the 3 year.
Beautiful.
Plan.
Okay, perfect.
I don't remember.
Okay, perfect. The reason why I'm saying is because you got to make sure that you renew it. Because if you don't, that domain's going to get taken down.
Lose it.
Yes. So make sure that you renew it. You just got to let us know what domain you want us to use, and we'll need the credentials to use that domain to build your website for you. Okay?
I will say one quick opinion here is I believe, I don't know what you think, because this person that was advising is like, if somebody searches for Jarrow Carpet, automatically it's going to be hitting your website. If somebody types Jarrow Carpet and Floors, the same thing. So I don't know. Should I use the Jarrow Carpet and Floors or just the Jarrow Carpet?
I would use the one that says Jarrow Carpet and Floors, and I'm going to tell you why. You want to use the one that's closest to your business name.
Okay, that is exactly what it is. Okay, that is the business name. All right, so we're going to use that then.
Okay. That's the one that I would recommend, because I know whenever, like, if a company doesn't have a domain and we're purchasing it for them, we try to find one that's closest to their business name. So if you have the one that says Jarrow Carpet and Floors, I would suggest that that's the one we use. Okay?
Okay, we will use that. Yes.
Okay. What is the domain again? It's Jarrow's.
Jarrow Carpet. Jarrow. Carpet. Jarrow. J-A-R-R-O. Jarrow Carpet and Floors.com.
Okay. It's the word and, right? Not an N?
You know what? I believe it was because, let me see here. Because you didn't let me do something, and I think they changed it for the word AMD. I did this a little while back, a month ago.
Even if you give it to us tomorrow, I'm just letting them know to confirm it with you.
Yeah, I would say I did the Jarrow Carpet and Floors with the letter AND.com.
Okay. Okay, and they'll still confirm it with you tomorrow, so don't worry. So that'll be another Thaddea for you, another homework.
Good.
The Facebook ads, okay, we could target up to 50 miles. Do you want me to put it at the 50 miles, or do you want to go a little bit less than that? 50 miles is the furthest.
Well, the thing is this here. Did you remember what I was telling you about? Regarding the areas to be covered?
Yes, that there are certain areas you want to target. Are they within the 50 miles, though?
Yes, they are.
Okay, perfect. So what are the specific areas? Because I know that there's one area that you don't want to be in.
Well, not necessarily, but let me try to get this Google Map here.
Because with the Facebook, we could target by zip code, we could target by city, you could target by mile radius, but again, like if you do mile radius, it's como like putting a circle 50 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it. So I know that that didn't really work for you because it's a certain area that you're not trying to go in, if I remember.
So what you were saying is that from where I'm located in Palatine, the 1449, then you're shooting your 50-mile radius from there. Is that right?
Correct. Because that's considered your home base.
Or will you be able to see, I don't know if you have a map. But if you the Palatine location, where I want to go,
so let me tell you, when I'm looking at, so when I'm looking at Palatine, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at cities that are 50 miles around Palatine. This is what I see on the map. Okay? Now, as soon as my map loads up, Belvedere, Flossmoor.
Okay, that's way too far west.
Way too far.
Me.
Okay.
Now, could you tell me on the northern part of your circle, what are the farthest suburbs I will reach?
Okay, let me search it by that way. Okay, so 50, I'm going to put cities 50 miles north, you said, of Palatine?
All right, yes.
Okay. So let's see what it gives me. Okay, so I kind of see like Chicago, Aurora, Naperville, Gillette, Elgin.
Okay. You're looking at south. I'm talking about north.
I know, and this is what it's giving me, even though I put north. Let me go here. Map of
Palatine. Yeah, something is not right.
Cities.
If you put where Palatine is located,
mm-hmm.
50 mile radius, I am hoping to cover as far north as Waukegan, Great
uh-huh.
Lake, Round Lake, Lake Villa, Fox Lake, McHenry. I can probably even go all the way to Wonder Lake, Crystal Lake, Cary, Wakanda, Mandaline, Vernon Hills, Lake Forest, North Chicago, Libertyville, Highland Park, Vernon Hills. From where Palatine is located, the northern section, the northeast, all the way to the lake, and from the lake as far as perhaps McHenry, Crystal Lake.
Let me look at the map.
Let me shoot something.
Did you say Kenosha and Waukegan?
No. Kenosha, that's already
in like Wisconsin.
What I'm talking
but
about,
Waukegan?
Waukegan.
Yes.
Waukegan
what was the other
will
one?
Be the what, Grace Lake?
So when I'm looking, I see Fox. Okay, I see Fox Lake, Twin Lakes, Burlington,
Lake.
But that's uh-huh. I see Waukegan, Lake Geneva. I was hoping it would give me.
No, that's Wisconsin.
That's.
Lake
hold
Geneva,
on, let me see this
Wisconsin.
Other one. What about Buffalo Grove? That's obvious.
Well,
Buffalo Grove.
Now you're talking about the area that is very near Palatine, which is okay. So if you look at the lake,
uh-huh.
from the lake around Palatine, going west, we could possibly go as far as, let's say, Barrington, Wakanda, Lake George, Cary, Crystal Lake, McHenry.
I see Crystal Lake, I see McHenry, Fox Lake, Twin Lakes. It looks like it would hit within
Long
those.
Beach. Yeah, but it also will go way far south, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we don't have to. So here's the thing, because when I'm looking at the circle, right, it's only giving me, I think it's giving me what's the most popular, well-known, right? So Waukegan, McHenry. Hold on,
all
let
right.
me go back up here.
Let's put it this way. From downtown Chicago, okay, if you go up north all the way to Waukegan, That is the area that I would like to cover. And then from the lake, I would like to go out west, perhaps the farthest will be Woodstock, but that's a little bit far already. I would
Hold
like
on.
To say like around Crystal Lake.
Let me try to find another map.
You
okay.
know what? Let me do this here also.
I'm trying to pull up another map here.
That's pretty far. Okay, one question. What is the difference? You mentioned 50-mile radius, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between going with this 50-mile radius or any other options that you have?
If we went with Google Ads is going to be a different package, but with Google Ads, so let me explain how Facebook Ads works. Facebook Ads, if someone does a search on Google for your services and they don't call you, but now they go to Facebook, they're looking at pictures or stories, we're going to retarget them with your ad. So they're going to see your ad appear on their Facebook feed, which is also going to help you have a higher conversion rate because it's that constant retargeting. Like you were looking for this service, here's a company that offers it. So Facebook ads will reach up to 50 miles, okay? Whether you're choosing cities or zip codes that are within that 50-mile radius, okay? As long as they're within the 50 miles, you're fine. If it's outside of the 50 miles, then you're not going to reach them, right? Because I'll give you an example.
Oh, okay.
If I'm looking for a nail shop, now I live in Anaheim, but I work in Fountain Valley. Well, I actually work from home. I get the luxury of that because of my husband. But if I'm looking for a nail shop and I'm in Fountain Valley at work, right? But I want a nail shop near my house, I have to type in nail shop near and put my zip code or my city, right? So I can get a nail shop close mm-hmm. to my house. But if I type in nail shop and I'm on my phone in Fountain Valley, it's going to give me whatever my location is on my phone. It's going to recognize I'm in Fountain Valley. It's going to give me whatever nail shops are near my Fountain Valley location. But if I want, if mm-hmm. I'm in Fountain Valley, but I want to find one near my house, I have to put in my city or my zip code. So nail shop near 92802. Now.
All right. This is my question. I know what you're saying. Let's say from Palatine,
uh-huh.
I am going 50-mile radius searching, mm-hmm. correct?
Uh-huh.
Within that 50-mile radius, you mentioned that it will be pertinent to, for me, to pick the zip codes or the cities that I would like to be emphasized on rather than going on that complete 50-mile radius. Is that right or no?
Okay, say it one more time.
The 50-mile radius that will cover around my main office in Palatine. Palatine is the center of this 50-mile radius, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so within that 50-mile radius, if I look in the map
uh-huh.
and I decide, okay, this is the list of cities and zip codes that I would like to be advertised on, not on the entire 50-mile radius. Is that something
Correct.
That I should do possibly or no?
Yes, you can. You can. That's what I'm saying. If it's within the 50 miles and you say, listen, I want these cities or these zip codes, and it's within the 50-mile radius from where your zip code, where you're based out of, you're fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to say cover 50 miles. You could say cover these cities. And that's what I want to target.
The reason that I ask you that is, for example, okay, if we're going to be covering up the northeast and the northwest and the near northwest, from Chicago downtown to the top, to the center, or to the north. Those are the areas, but it wouldn't be prudent for me to cover from Palatine all the way down south, like, for example, Naperville, Aurora, Bolingbrook, Plainfield, Oswego, because now you're talking about a huge distance from Palatine going south, although it might be 50-mile radius.
Right, but it's too distant. So, like, for example, when I was looking at the map, right, like, I don't know if you go, like, I was looking at Round Lake Beach, right? Round Lake Beach is within the 50 miles. Riverdale.
That is correct,
Riverdale, you're looking at 47 miles, right? If you say, I don't want Riverdale, then we don't put Riverdale. We put the specific areas that you want to target. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Is it possible that you can send me a sketch of your 50-mile radius from my center, from my zip code?
What is, you know, the way I search for it is like this. I put in your zip code, and I say, give me cities 50 miles from Palatine, Illinois, and I put the zip code. That Google's going to give me whatever's there.
Okay.
Now, our team also has probably a better map than I do. I'm just kind of giving you the roundabout, right? Because I'm letting you know, if there's an area, let's say there's a specific city that's 51 miles, right, from your zip code, chances are it's not going to target it. Because it's got to be within the 50 miles. And I just want to say, because that's how far those Facebook ads are going to target. Now, Google ads would take you up to 100 miles if you wanted, which I don't ever recommend that. But then we're looking at a different package. Because Google ads, you could target also specifically by zip code, by county, by mile radius, by city name. I mean, you could be very specific as well with the Google ads, but it's more expensive, the Google ads. And to be quite honest with you, Rudy, I think this package is a good package for you to start with. If you wanted the Google ads, you're looking at $499 a month investment monthly.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend the Facebook ads.
Okay.
And that's what I recommend for you to get started with. Now, does that mean you can't do Google Ads? Of course you can. At a later time, if you wanted, you can always upgrade. But I feel like right now, the Facebook and the Google advertising, because you're just getting started, this is going to be the better conversion rate for you.
All right, well, let's do that then. That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys both comfortable with that? Because I have not charged the card yet.
No, yeah, that's fine. Okay.
And I'm going to let the team know so that way they can pull up the exact map. But from what I'm looking at, I feel like the areas that you're wanting to target are going to be included in that, because even if you're going up north, it's like way further out in Wisconsin, and you're not going out that far. So like I said, you could be very specific to the zip codes and the cities that you want to target with the Facebook ads. Very specific to those. You could even target an audience by interest or even income level if you wanted. Okay?
That is
Make
fantastic.
Sense? So what I'm going to put on here, I'm going to put, and what I would suggest is that you kind of gather the cities that you want to target. So I'm going to put in here specific cities he would like to target. When we're communicating with you, Rudy, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference when we communicate with you?
Phone calls are the best.
Phone calls are the best.
Phone calls.
Okay. What are your hours of operation that you want to be listed for?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday and Sunday closed?
Actually, to tell you the truth, do it Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
6 days
Sunday closed. Okay. Monday through Saturday is 9 to 5, and then Sunday's closed.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys can rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, credit card?
We can do, I will need to explore some of these options I'm not familiar with, but,
okay.
You know, cash, Zelle, is that an option?
Zelle's a good one, yeah. A lot of people use Zelle. Uh-huh.
If you can do Venmo, I have
Venmo?
To figure out how to do
okay.
that. We can do certified check, cash, credit card. I am going to
okay.
be getting myself. Actually, I already signed up for it.
Oh, good.
So with the bank, I think I'm going to be getting the, you know, a little processing machine to process credit cards.
Perfect. That's
and
good.
And then eventually I am going to probably get with Wells Fargo to see if we can open up
a business account.
An open account for clients for finance purchase.
Financing?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be really good.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that only we'll see how the business grows, but that's an option. Yeah. It's not
that's
on the
good.
Table yet, but it's drafted.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So now the website that we're creating. You don't have a business logo yet, right? Do you want us to make you one?
I do.
You
I,
do?
I have a
okay.
business logo. Yeah.
And you have some pictures?
Some pictures of what? The logo or what?
No, of any work that you've done in the past.
Yeah, I can do some pictures, yes.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. All right. So now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to process the payment for $700. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah. Mm-hmm.
in a couple of minutes, you're going to get a receipt. We're going to send it
okay.
to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. And then there's
okay.
just two things I need to go over with you, and then we will be all
yeah.
done. Okay?
Okay.
Now, mm-hmm. tomorrow, remember, I'm going to send you that reminder an hour before your client interview. That's to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, right? And then...
Yeah.
If for any reason at all you can't take the call, remember, just pick it up and say, hey, can you guys call me back, and we'll call you right back.
Yeah.
Now,
correct.
If you take a look at your emails or your phone, I know you've gotten a lot of text messages and a lot of emails, so there's
uh-huh.
two of them
yeah.
that I will need you to find, and then you're going to jot down what your homework is, okay? So,
uh-huh. Okay, that's good.
All right, now let me just go here. Okay. Give it a couple of minutes. I know the computer is super slow on my end.
Okay, I just got it.
Okay, you should have gotten one that says initial invoice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to open it up, and it goes on to say, Rudy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then further down, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
I don't have it.
What's the one that you are looking at?
The one that you just said... It's, accept the subscription terms. If you have any questions, please contact us.
Yes.
Or text us to these numbers.
So click where it says click here. Now it's going to take you to a page
okay,
that's going
yes,
to say.
Yes, okay.
Beautiful.
Yes, I got it. Okay.
Okay. Now it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, right? You're on that page.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So. I want you to scroll down towards the bottom where it says phone number. Mobile phone?
Yes, it is. Okay.
It should have your phone number there, correct?
It is. Yes.
Okay. Now, sometimes, Rudy, when we call you, you might not pick up. We'll leave you a message. We'll also send you a notification to tell you, hey, we called you. Please return our call. Okay? So